making me sick. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's okay to hate someone as long as they are different than you.
Hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
Stinky McStinkface!
You know what time it is.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
Well, let's not get crazy about it, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Calm down.
Bob Barker.
Yes.
The great Bob Barker.
Wonderful.
I think when the stories about him endorsing Rosie O'Donnell.
Thank you!
On The Price is Right. It came out, I think, what a lot of people thought, that Bob was speaking in the emotion of the moment of the
sure.
of the Emmy Awards. And anyway, he's backing off his endorsement of Rosie now.
Bob's always had good judgment.
Good.
Bob says,
I said I was happy.
I have never been asked for any opinion, nor have I expressed one. There are several candidates who could do the show. And Rosie is one of them.
That's backing off about as far as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good quote. That's a smart quote. Yep.
And the other name that is now making its way onto the horizon is Drew Carey. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, P.U.
No, you need a Bob guy. You need a non... Bob's not a comedian, not even close to being a comedian.
But here's the thing, Mike. It's almost like the problem in radio. You know, there used to be small market stations where guys could go, almost like the minor leagues, right. where guys could go and learn how to do stuff.
Right.
Well, now in the world of TV, there are really no more game shows like we knew them, like Password, Tic-Tac-Doe.
You're right.
Where's the young up-and-coming MC talent?
And that's exactly what you said, an MC. Uh-huh. That's the kind of guy that
Master
I'd like to
ceremonies.
See. Yeah, get and that. But you're right. Where do you pick them from?
They're
right.
trying to build it in because Drew Carey has another new primetime game show coming out where I think you have to try and guess what America's survey is. It sounds like a variant on Family
Feud. No, I don't think you use Drew Carey, but you know, you could probably find, well, we've mentioned it before, the CBS weatherman is a good guy.
He would
you
be
know?
Very good.
I mean, that would really, he would be a good guy.
Dave Price. Or you could go with the Peterman guy. I still think he would be okay.
John O'Hurley.
I think Peter North.
You're the winner. First one on the show today.
Peter North hosts The Price is Right.
Besides, does everybody really think, like I do, if I really stop and like when I was having one of my serious Price is Right conversations with Rob,
mm-hmm.
I said, without Bob, there is
no
Price is Right.
You could really just kind of bag it.
That really, that type of game show mm-hmm. is not a part of daytime TV at all anymore.
No.
The only reason that show is still on is because it's Bob freaking Barker.
Right? Yeah, and if you retool it, but the game works too, I think. The game show works itself.
And Bob, don't be fooled. I think he'll still own the show, even if he doesn't host it. So it has to
Does he own part of the show?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I didn't know
He's
that.
He's the executive producer.
Ah!
Didn't know.
Well, I guess she's not getting the job then.
We need some help. I'll get it. Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd get the job.
Would you like a cookie? It's chocolate flavor. Very nutritious.
I would like you to keep your voice down.
What for?
Because you're being a little loud.
You're a big pig.
I'm going to go to Elma. Now I'm going to catch a buzz with Rick.
All right. Is there any reason why you're yelling?
Oh, my goodness.
Stop it.
That's the problem.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay. That's
What's
better.
Excellent?
Yeah. I love them so much.
You love what? Your farts?
You're weird.
You're weird. You're a big poop.
It's me, the sheriff.
Oh, the sheriff. What are you talking about?
The sheriff of what? Turtingham?
I love you. I have to go. I have to go catch a buzz.
Well, I don't love you.
All right. Goodbye.
Why do you favor rape?
What happened to Rosie?
Yes.
Rosie turned into Larry King.
No.
Yes, you did.
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 No.
You did,
Why
Rosie.
Why do you favor rape?
Just then it happened again.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Jesse's delicious.
What's delicious? I don't understand. And you're being loud again.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Look at my clothes. They're very bright. I give everybody lots of color.
Color. What is that voice? That phony voice you're
doing? I don't think it's right to throw dirt on somebody.
I think it's funny.
I like the fishies. What do you like?
I don't like you. I can tell you that.
You're the hippopotamus.
You're the hippopotamus.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why do you favor rape?
You did it again.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I buy my bus pass for $40 and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
Try to imagine how little I care.
Can we have assistance plumbing the road number one for toilet seat?
Shut up.
Let's go.
No, I'm not going anywhere with you.
There you are.
No, I'm not.
Open your eyeballs and you can see that. He's a little bit of a jerk.
You want to see my eyeballs? I got my eyeballs.
Shut up.
I love you. I have to go. I have to go catch a bus.
Thank God.
All right.
Thank you.
You're not welcome.
Get out of here, for God's sakes.
You know, looking at some of the technology on these bikes in the 20s and the 30s and the speeds that these bikes can...
How did the tunnels get... How did the Tuttles get into the Rosie tape?
Rosie turned into Paul Tuttle Sr.
Thank you!
Oh, there she is.
No, Ewan finally showed up. He was a little bit late, but...
You know, the bike we're going to ride is 1930. You know, one of the cool things about Brooklyn's is that...
You know, looking at these bikes, it kind of...
You know, we had a great time with Ewan today. It was really nice.
You know, after a great ride, we arrived here at Brooklyn. You know, the thing I think that's most, you know, midway through the ride...
We got out a little bit, but, you know, we had a great time with Ewan today. It was really nice of him.
So they say you know a lot.
You know, not as much as Dale. As Dale Jr.
Quot not.
Let's see. What's this? Oh, telephone. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
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 I think a great host for The Price is Right is either Bob Saget or George Carlin.
Yeah, but, you know, they're both comedians, and Bob Saget's more, not George Carlin. Yeah, no.
But Bob Saget did Funniest Home Videos, and gosh, he did such a great job.
No, Bob Saget is awful on, like, that 1 vs. 100 or whatever that show is. And he's trying to reinvent himself as a dirty comic now.
He's always been, apparently. His stand-up act has always been dirty.
Right.
So he's done that forever, even when he was on, on The Family Show.
And how could George Carlin possibly be the host of The Price is Right?
I would watch it just to see the bitterness.
Yeah.
See the angry, bitter George Carlin.
Here is some Rosie, though, with her long-term plans.
Ah, good.
I've not heard this tape. I'm guessing it involves a bowel movement.
I don't know what I'm doing next, but I'll try, you know, whatever I do to stay my whole contract. I think just shorter contracts are better for me.
Then here she is talking about how she wants to be the host of The Price is Right.
Who would want the world to perceive them as being stupid? I mean, you can be beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Judge Judy. Hot as balls.
She knows beautiful. Oh, man. Hot as gavel balls.
Shindlin balls. Shindlin. What's her name? Judy
Judge Judy Shindlin.
Shindlin.
Yes.
Shindlin balls.
Judy Shindlin, a judge extraordinaire, American Idol fan.
Here now is Rosie.
I don't know if it's going to work out, but listen, I love that show. I grew up on that show. I've watched that show the entire 35 years that Bob Barker has hosted that show. I used to watch it with my Nana. She loved it. I love it. And frankly, having to talk to real people would be better than having to talk to celebrities. So it would be good for me, but I don't know if it's right for them. And I said, oh, it's so nice to be here with my gays. I've been with the straights for about 6 months.
She is such a pig. Not really. I agree with her most times about what her message is.
Right.
But she is just such a gross pig.
Well, and she just won't shut up.
Have you heard that Fox Television is pitching the idea of a Rosie and Don Imus combination talk show? They actually flew Rosie out to Don Imus's ranch, and reportedly Rosie and Imus hit it off very well. They're now friends.
Boy, good luck.
That's another project.
I can't wait to see that. I really can't wait to see that.
Now, I know you live at Rosie's website. Have you ever seen her video blog?
Oh, yes.
It is so upsetting.
Yeah.
That she really looks like unwashed for 3 days.
She doesn't pretty herself up for her blog.
Not at all.
Like she's just come out of the hole, so to speak.
And at the end of that one, we don't have the audio because it wasn't exciting. She actually has her wife come over and sit on her lap.
Talking about her bad back, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's really bad.
Very interesting.
And that
very
bandana. Bad. You know that bandana's got to smell like a Band-Aid that's been on some kid's elbow for months.
I mean, the bandana or the do-rag, used for the ultimate in greasy hair.
Yuck, P.U. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You know when you wear a bandana? You wear a bandana if you've been on a motorcycle going cross country.
Maybe she
has. You've taken your motorcycle from from Providence, Rhode Island to Sturgis. That's when you put a bandana on. Not when you're doing your little blog thing.
No, you
on
put
the
web. A bandana on when you're a badass.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Not when you're some big fat pig who just hasn't washed her hair.
She's a badass around the house because they always refer to that woman as her wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Her wife.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey.
That
last caller was that idiot bitch. It's not George Carlin. It's George Hamilton. What an idiot.
Yeah, you're right. George Hamilton is another one of the names that's being tossed around.
But George Hamilton, I mean, what you do, really, I think you got to go with a guy that's probably like in his 40s or 50s, not George Hamilton.
MC type, yeah.
Hello?
Someone who's genuine.
Donna Mike. Yeah, we are. Hi there. What's up?
Hey, just wanted to point out that actually I think Price is Right is going to become a webisode. It's going to be starring Leah Remini.
Yeah.
All right.
Hope her webisodes are doing well.
Hi there, Donna Mike. What's up?
Hey, who would be a better host for The Price is Right, Samuel L. Jackson or Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaq. Mm-hmm. And I am so thrilled that Shaq's got his Fat Camp show coming on TV, too.
All right. Really?
Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, mainly am I going to be a great excuse for you and I to bring back our award-losing bit, the Shaq and Dennis show.
We lost a lot of awards with that one.
But the deal is that they're going to get Shaq to get a bunch of fat kids, and over like 5 or 6 weeks, mm-hmm. he will give them all of the motivation they need to do jumping jacks and eat good food.
Oh, good.
And then
so it's like a Biggest Loser with Shaq?
Yeah.
All right, good.
With Big Daddy Shaq.
They just keep it coming, don't they? The reality shows keep on coming.
I watched the first one of that one.
Sure. Did you hear the one about Steve-O? The new one with Steve-O?
I did not.
Where he his reality show is he's just going to go across the country and break guys of the habit of being wussies and couch potatoes. And they're nominated by their friends, and he goes across the country and tries to, like, de-pussify these guys. So that's it. With Steve-O. Uh-huh. Staple your nuts, Steve-O.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What about Steve Doocy? He would be a great choice to replace Barker.
Oh, please.
No.
Steve Doocy. That train left the station, my friend, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Steve Doocy. He of the fabulously balanced Fox Morning News.
Yeah. Steve Doocy, communist. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you?
Actually, Steve Doocy is the only guy in the whole time that you and I have been working together, almost 23 years, the only guy that we ever had in when we were on vacation to guest host.
Yes, he actually
Steve
did
Doocy
that.
Is the only guy that we trusted enough mm-hmm. to come in right. and do the show.
And that experiment worked wonders.
Look at him now. He's in the Hitler Youth.
Yeah, he is. He's part of the Fox Army. Over there... Pixie!
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
He gets a job at Fox News.
Fox News!
Hello.
Hey, how about Tony Perkins, the local man, to do Bob Barker's old job?
How about who?
Tony Perkins. Tony could do it.
He could.
Yeah, Tony could do it. But Tony wouldn't want to. I mean, Tony got out of the whole
Hello?
Network rat race.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. He's black.
Oh, we're going to have that special show to talk about
the
that.
Price is
that
right.
Won't work.
The color's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be back with our crazy newsmaker segment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.